and welcome to Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In today's program, I will play a variety of music, mostly by artists mentioned in the Vixography forum in the last few weeks. In addition, I will have some unidentified soundtrack music from Chaplin's shorts. And for the modern musicians, I will play a track from a CD by the West End Jazz Band. These are the guys and gals who played at the grand reopening of the Blue Lantern a few weeks ago. Well, we had a discussion about when was the solo originated in jazz in the forum, and one of the contributors, Frederick, mentioned Abe Lyman and his orchestra as an early band who included the solos in its music. So I would like to play a couple of tracks from a wonderful CD by Timeless, titled Abe Lyman and His California Orchestra, Hot Recordings by a West Coast Band, 1922-1932. This is a Timeless CD number 1045, and I would like to read from the liners of the CD written by Eight Van Delden. He writes, Abe Lyman was born Abraham Simon Lyman on August 4, 1897 in Chicago, Illinois. According to manager and booking agent Harrison Smith in Record Research Magazine number 16, 1958, the family name really was Lyman with an O, but Abe and his brother Mike changed this to Lyman with an A because they thought it sounded better. Abe learned to play drums when still very young, and by the age of 14 had his first musical job at the Colonial Club, at the Colonial Cafe in Chicago. He also worked in some Chicago movie houses, and in later years confessed he did his this without pay, just to see the movies. He saw early comic actors like Buster Keaton, who also was mentioned in the Vixography Forum, and Fatty Arbuckle, as well as film cowboy Tom Mix. His brother Mike had left Chicago for Los Angeles, and this would prove to be an important factor in Abe's future career as well. How this came about was told more than 50 years later by British but American-born band leader Roy Fox in his 1975 autobiography Hollywood, Mayfair, and All That Jazz. Fox, born in Denver, Colorado in 1901, had already gained a few years of experience as a trumpeteer in California when, one evening in 1918, he was approached by Mike Lyman and dance band leader Mark Fisher. Lyman told him he was going to open the finest nightclub in the country in Santa Monica near Hollywood. The name would be the Sunset Inn, and Mike's brother Abe was coming from Chicago to lead the band. Well, let's listen to that band. It's Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra with Ray Lopez on trumpet, Buster Johnson or Vic Smith on trombone, Gus Muller on clarinet, Jim Welton and Horace Keys on reeds, John Schlumberger and Charlie Cayley on violin, Gus Arnheim on piano, Charlie Pierce on banjo, Jake Garcia on brass bass, and Ab Lyman on drums. And I will play from 1923 a tune entitled California Blues, and I will follow that with a recording from 1924, Coconut Trot, where Howard Fenimore is added on trumpet, and apparently drummer Abe Lyman plays a few notes on chimes. So let's listen to Abe Lyman and his Californians in 1923 and 1924.
Thank you.
I was arguing on the forum that what Ray Lopez is doing here are not jazz solos, but novelty effects on the trumpet. Well, another musician who was mentioned in the forum was Fred Elizalde, and there was a question as to whether Bix had recorded with Fred Elizalde in California. It turns out that that was not possible at the time that these recordings were made. Bix was in the Midwest. There's no way that he could have recorded this. But these are, I would like to play a couple of tracks from another wonderful timeless CD. This one is entitled Jazz in California, Fred Elizalde and the Hollywood / Sunset Bands, 1924-1926. And the number on this one is 1061. And I would like to read from the liners, again written by Ete van Delden. Let's see. Fred Elizalde was born in 1907 in Manila, Philippines, a son of a rich sugar and hemp planter. He displayed musical talent at an early age, so his parents sent him to Europe, where he studied music in Spain and with Maurice Ravel in France. Later, he and his brother Manuel Liz Elizalde were sent to Stanford University in California. Incidentally, I spent a year at Stanford University in California back in the early 60s. Where they were to study law. Again, we see that law is something that the jazz musicians first started on, but then they changed to jazz. The other prime example, of course, is Hoagy Carmichael, who in fact actually got a degree in law and practiced for a while. Anyway, let's continue with the liners. But instead, Fred assembled a band with a number of students and became quite successful. Realizing that Fred was beyond salvation, their father then sent brother Liz to Cambridge University to get him away from jazz. It didn't work. Fred stayed in California. He also left Stanford and got into the band business full-time. He formed a new band consisting of professionals, including banjoist guitarist Dick Morgan, who later joined Ben Pollack and made numerous records as Icky Morgan with Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang, alongside with such greats as Jack Teagarden and Benny Goodman. After some short jobs in California beach locations, the band got a real break when it followed Herb Widorff's band at the Cinderella's Roof Ballroom of the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles around the second half of 1925. Well, let me play a couple of sides from this CD. First, I will play from June of 1926. In fact, both recordings that I will play are from June 1926, recorded in Los Angeles by Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra with Ted Schilling on trumpet, Leo Cronman, Fred Stoddard, and another musician on reeds, Fred Elizalde on piano, Dick Morgan on banjo. There is also tuba, drums, and in the second selection that I will play, the goofus. So first I will play That Certain Feeling. I will follow that with How Many Times. What you should notice, of course, is Ted Schilling's trumpet work is very much inspired by that of Bix Beiderbecke, and this is June of 1926. How did Schilling know how Bix played in 1926? I guess from the recordings of the Wolverines from 1924. At any rate, here is Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra in 1926 with Ted Schilling doing a great emulation of Bix. Thank you. since I mentioned emulation of Dix by Ted Schilling, I would like to play a recording by Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra. This was recorded on April 11, 1930. It's called My Gal is Good for Nothing but Love. And what I want to point out here is, again, that there is quite an emulation of Bix, but this is rather unusual because most of the time the Bix emulators, I don't know, Chelsea Quilly, Jimmy McPartland, Andy Sechrest, and so on, were white musicians. But here we have a black musician who's doing an emulation of Bix, and I wonder if anyone knows who this trumpet player is, because the composition of the band, as given by Brian Ross, has two trumpet players, Arthur Wetzel and Cootie Williams on trumpet. There is also Joe Nanton on trombone, Juan Tizol on valve trombone, Johnny Hodges on one of the reeds, Harry Carney also on reeds, Barney Bigar on reeds, Fred Guy on banjo, Wellman Broad on string bass, Sonny Greer on drums, and a vocal by Frank Marvin. I guess so. The question here is, who's the big simulator, Arthur Wetzel or Cootie Williams? Well, let's listen then to Duke Ellington's Cotton Club Orchestra in 1930. With an emulation of Dix.
Nothing but love, never thinking of nothing but love. Each day she's got a new way to love, love, love. Heaven's above, oh, how she can love. Her lips are noted, they're sugar-coated, so sweet they take my breath. And when she holds me, squeezes and folds me, seems like she loved me to death. Her arms, they fit me just like a glove. Oh, how she can love, good for nothing but love.
I guess there is quite a bit of Bix's influence on that solo as well as on the ensemble work. Well, now I'd like to turn to another topic that we discussed in the forum. This has to do with added soundtracks to silent films. And several years ago, I recorded off some TV station, only the soundtrack, of a bunch of Charlie Chaplin's shorts. I have no idea what the shorts are. I have no idea what the bands that are playing this music are. But they are very much in the style of the music that we play in this program. And I'd like to then bring three or four of these very nice numbers used in re-releases of some of Chaplin's shorts.
Thank you.
The second one of those numbers sounded to me like Paul Whiteman. I don't know if I'm off my rocker, but that's what it sounded like to me. If any of you know who these the bands that are playing these three numbers are, please let me know. Well, let's go back now to Fred Elizalde and get in a couple of more numbers from that Hollywood Sunset Band's CD. I'll play now from the same year, 1926, and with the same composition of the band, Tonight's My Night with Baby and Melancholy Weeps. So let's hear Fred Elizalde in 1926.
Thank you.
That was a composition by Fred Elizalde, and as the liners say, it shows the influence on Ravel on Elizalde. Okay, now, as I indicated at the beginning, for the modern musicians, I will turn to the West End Jazz Band. They consist of Mike Bezin on cornet. He's also the leader and arranger. Lib Bezin on banjo, Frank Gualtieri on trombone, Wayne Jones on drums, John Otto on reeds, and Mike Waldbridge on tuba. This was recorded in Chicago in October and November of 2001. This is a CD, Legacy 101. The cut that I want to play from this CD is Smile When the Raindrops Fall. So here is Mike Bezin with the West End Jazz Band in the year 2001. That tune goes very well with the theme of soundtracks of silent movies. Smile When the Raindrops Fall was first used in a Charlie Chase comedy called Whispering Whoopi from 1930. And it was used again in 1931 in What a Bozo, Charlie Chase also. And it was also used in at least two Laurel and Hardy shorts. One was a two-reeler from 1930 called The Hog Wild, and then in 1934 in Busybodies. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Thank you.
today's edition of VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of VIX Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the VIXography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, VIX is alive. This is